Hello, I'm Toni Nelson from WritersHubClub.com. Today, we are talking with Julia Scalise, DN, PhD, who is a holistic health practitioner, and she is the author of the number one bestseller, Do One Thing, Live Better, Feel Better, and she's an expert in helping clients eliminate underlying causes of health issues, discover ways to improve emotional well-being, and attain a more positive outlook on life. In practice over 18 years, she's a board-certified member of the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, American Association of Nutritional Consultants, and the American Holistic Health Association. So welcome to the show, Julia. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much, Toni. Hi, how are you? I'm doing fine.
Let me ask you from the beginning then, Julia, what was the main why for your writing your book?
There were two main whys. In conversation with my clients during our consultation sessions, I would always impart a lot of information, bits and pieces of things that can sort of help them enjoy their life a little bit better that were not so exclusive and unique to them for their program. And many of my clients would say to me during our subsequent sessions, you should write a book, you should write a book. I really wish I could remember all the things that we talked about because I would like to share them with my family, my friends, etc. And I would joke with them and say, yes, you know, one of these days I'll write a book. And it was a thought that spun in the back of my head for a long time. Subsequent to that, when I would work with clients and they would come in to work with me, a lot of times their systems were so far out of balance. And when they would leave the consultation, I would send them off with a note stating, these are the different things that you should look at and address. And when they would come back and follow up, sometimes the list was so extensive that they said they felt completely overwhelmed and they didn't even know where to begin. So I would ask them if you could pick one or two things from this list where you feel you could begin and start to enhance your life, what would they be? And they would pick one or two things and would go off and do it. And then our next consultation, they would report what their responses were, their success rate. So I realized that so many people were so overwhelmed with so many things to do that the idea of actually just doing one thing became my focus. And in that thought process, needed to figure out different things that would be independently effective, but also mostly cost-free because a lot of people did not have the extra money to devote to staying healthy, being healthy. So it's an easy way for them to get their life in balance without spending a lot of money and without overwhelming them. So they were the two main reasons why I thought about writing the book, and it came from there.
What challenges then did you face? Obviously, you've got the book, you know what your topic is, you obviously don't have a problem with getting the research, having the information. But now, what particular challenges did you perhaps face?
When I wrote the book, I literally woke up one morning with the inspiration for it. And I wrote the book, and here I was with this first draft manuscript, but I actually didn't know what to do with it. So the major challenges were, now I have this information, now I want to share this, but I don't know how to do that. And in my research and processes, I had attended several different webinars by a lot of different experts.
Did you find it hard to stay focused?
After I determined the 31 tips, and I know that's an odd number, but that idea came to me because I know myself personally and a lot of people that I know would use maybe a tip for the day or a thought for the day or an affirmation for the day. So I thought about 31 days in a month, give everybody just one tip to try and do for one day and assess their results at the end of the day. If they felt better or they noted improvement, they could either continue with it or they could move on to something else. It wasn't so difficult to stay focused because once I isolated the 31 tips that I felt would be like I said, independently effective, and of course, mostly cost-free for people. Some days I just didn't have the thought process to write, and I did struggle a few days, but then I would get back on track, and I made sure that I wrote every single day between July 2nd of 2013 and July 24th. I actually wrote the whole manuscript in 21 days. So I stayed focused, although there were a few days that I actually didn't do any writing because I just felt writer's block.
Then when you say staying focused, and we talk about a writing schedule, pretty much your writing schedule then was to do some kind of writing every single day in that period of time.
Absolutely. My intention was every day to write something. And like I said, some days the thoughts just didn't come, or work conflict or personal conflict. But I knew that I wanted to do this, and I knew I wanted to do it ASAP. I'm a very self-disciplined person, so I did make sure that if I didn't write for a day or two, then the next time I sat down to write, I tried to do two or three of the chapters for the few days that I may have missed in between.
Did you then use anything in particular to help you in the process of writing? Many people have used Scrivener or just Word or Pages if they have a Mac. Did you use anything in particular, any apps or anything else to help you get your book done maybe faster?
Absolutely not. I was such a novice. I had absolutely no idea what I was signing up for when I started this. So I literally would just sit in front of my computer and type in, Microsoft Word, each chapter, each thought, of course, doing my research and such, but I really didn't have any help or guidelines. Like I said, I was such a novice and didn't know there was so much help out there prior to getting involved in all of this going forward.
Did you self-publish or did you use a traditional publisher?
I used Balboa Press. They were the publisher that I chose, and Balboa Press at that time was an affiliate underneath Hay House. And the reason why I chose them is because my particular topic is for a certain niche of people. They're for people that are looking for self-help or looking to improve, again, their physical health, emotional, mental, spiritual well-being. And only because I was a non-published author, we know how difficult it is to get a traditional publishing contract today. So I went with Balboa Press, and they're more of a vanity publisher in that they accepted my manuscript and they did a lot of the administrative and marketing and all of that kind of work for me. But it was not a traditional publishing contract.
Then it wasn't as expensive, because I know that, you know, usually if you get a publisher, there are fees involved, things that you have to do. Balboa, then it was a cost-effective method for you to do?
Yes, for me, I felt that it was. From there, I chose the publisher, and there was yet another fee for Balboa in order to be the actual publisher. So there were definitely fees involved. However, in retrospect, I have absolutely no regrets because of what it has brought to me. Part of another reason why I wanted to write a book was I was looking for something that was basically an extension of my business card when I would be at networking events and presentations and lectures, that I would have something to offer people at the end of that presentation or at that wellness event. At my table, other than just information about what I do and who I am, I also had a book to bring a little bit more credibility to my business and to the work that I do. And the benefit was, after I published the book, I was a number one bestseller for over 6 weeks. So it really has enhanced my credibility, my visibility, and my expertise in my industry.
You brought up some really good points, because I think for most aspiring authors, they don't realize the amount of work that's involved, because sometimes you look at people and maybe they say, I've written my book in 30 days. I wrote my book in 6 weeks. The thing is, there are a lot of components that go along with writing your book. It's not just about writing the book. It's about learning how to market your book. You mentioned the acknowledgement page. It's about that. It's about the copywriting. I know those were all the things that I had to dive down deeper and find out, because I did take a course on writing a book. But then when I was done with that, and it, again, it was only a two or three day event, there were a lot of things I didn't know. And I had to go out then and find out all those things. But it made me a better teacher because of that, because now when I teach my clients on how to write their own books, I've been where they are. I know what they're feeling. I know the frustration. And so that's what makes you better at being able to teach, is sometimes going through all that those processes yourself. When it came to reviews for your book, how did you go about getting reviews?
The people that I asked to endorse it, I originally sent them a PDF file, which they read, and they were happy to comment on it and write the endorsements for the book, which actually became part of the book itself. And then after the book was published, some family and friends and other people that have read the book have posted reviews on Balboa Press website, some on Amazon. A lot of people actually post more reviews for me on my Facebook pages about how much they've enjoyed the book, but a lot of people won't take the time to go on to an online book retailer and actually write the reviews. So the documentated reviews are not as much as they have been, like I said, on Facebook comments and in personal conversations with people. In fact, I had just recently been to a school reunion a couple weeks ago, and one of my classmates came up to me and said that, you know, he had read my book a few years ago and it really made a difference for him, and he changed a few things in his life and he was a lot more active and feeling a lot better. So like I said, periodically people will tell you the positive impact it has, but not everybody is willing to write a review for an online book retailer, unfortunately.
Have you taken those reviews that are on Facebook and copied them and put them on your website?
Not yet, I haven't. At some point, I guess I should ask people if it would be okay to share some of those reviews, but I didn't feel that people would be looking for the reviews as much that way as they were from other venues. But it's a good thought, and I really should ask people to either go online and do it for me, or if I can share what they've written, and definitely start posting them on my website.
It is important, because you never know the point at which somebody finds you. They hear about you, they go to your website, they're thinking, should I purchase the book, should I not? If you've got those on a particular page, your testimonials page, and then if you have them maybe smothered throughout your website, it's going to encourage people, because let's face it, there are a lot of books out there. There are a lot of self-help books. But when somebody else, other than the author, is telling you how the book impacted their life, that's where the magic really happens, because people start saying, you know, I should download this book. I should get a copy. This could possibly help me with the issues that I'm having.
Right. There are some reviews on my website, but like I said, the ones that posted online, there are links directly from my website, and they're actually copied and posted, you know, interspersed throughout my website. But I've gotten a lot more positive reviews, like I said, that people have not formally written on Amazon or Balboa or Barnes & Noble. So I will have to go back through those at some point and request that, if it's okay with the person who commented, that I can share it.
You mentioned Balboa, and they did some of the marketing. What kind of marketing did they do to help you?
The first year that the book published, they had a marketing promotion called the Coast to Coast Tour, and I was able to sign up for that. And they attend these big author and book selling events in four major cities throughout the year, one in the winter, spring, summer, and fall. And my book was picked to go on that Coast to Coast tour, so that they do give it a display. They do put it up in their small bookstore there, and you do get a little bit of the traffic that's going through. And then they also have opportunities to go and actually do book signings during these events. It's just that it did not work out for me to travel to actually do that. But that's also a possibility.
Did you do any marketing strategies yourself?
Yes, I attended and I still attend different wellness events and a couple of lectures and presentations and things like that. And of course, I always talk about the book and I bring it, and I also have book signings at those events, either at the end of my presentation or just if I'm one of the vendors there at the events. So I've done those kinds of things also.
Do you feel, Julia, that in some ways writing your book changed your life?
Absolutely. I think any business person who has a specific message that they want to get out to more people than they might encounter on their day-to-day basis or in a small network would benefit themselves by finding their particular area of expertise, of course, and speaking with their clients, the people that they've serviced, and start to narrow down what were the biggest things or what was the best information that I shared with you, and then start forming that into a book format that they can share with other people. I think it's a tremendous marketing tool. I think it's great for business. And especially, like I said, for someone in my situation, when I first started out in this industry many years ago, holistic health wasn't as accepted as it is today. And when I opened my practice, I said, you know, I want to get my foot in the door now. So I really pushed through school to finish a six-year program in a year and a half because I really wanted to get started and get my business going. And I wanted to have a reputation and a foot in the door when I felt that the climate would start to change. Now that the climate has mostly changed, there are a lot of holistic practitioners or people who say they're holistic practitioners, but now I have one leg up on some of them because of having written this book and now being considered an expert. I've done internet TV interviews. I've done radio broadcasts. So like I said, my particular consideration for expertise in my field is a little bit more than maybe someone else that might just be graduating or opening a practice. Because I chose to do this, it has brought a tremendous amount of exposure to me, tremendous opportunity, and I think a much higher level of respect and credibility because of the fact that I did have a bestseller and it continues to do well. As far as reviews go, as far as people saying that it's a great book, as far as people saying how much it helps them, this has really enhanced my reputation and my practice overall.
And that's one of the things I tell the members of my Writers Hub Club, is that no matter what business you are in, most people aren't writing a book. If you can position yourself and take what you know and write a book, you know a lot more than you realize. And when you write that book and you can go to events, and then I know personally when I went to one of the first events after I published my book, you know how they go around the room and they say, introduce yourself, and everybody stands up and they introduce themselves. I stood up, introduced myself, had my book right next to my face. I was the only person in the room who was a published author. And it was such a phenomenal feeling. And I can tell you from different networking events in the past, it was a different feeling. People came up to me afterwards. They do view you differently once you've taken that knowledge of yours and put it into a book form. It is one of the best promotional tools that any business owner can use. And I'm glad that it's worked out well for you and that you see the benefit. And I think for all aspiring authors, that's one of the things they need to see as well, is that it's going to change their lives, no doubt about it.
Right. And like I said, you know, again, as far as courage and being courageous in doing this, it is a big risk because someone can write a book and they might not get favorable reviews. And that's why I went the route that I did as far as using some experts in the field, because I knew I only had one chance to make a good first impression. And if the book had to be rewritten and revised and things needed to be done, or there would be negative comments. So I was very careful. I made certain people read the book first, people that were my clients, family and friends. And I said to them, you know, you've worked with me. Read this book as though you never heard any of this information before. And let me know if you feel that it's worthwhile and if you got benefit from it and if you thought it was a good book. I said, and then please go back and read it again, knowing all that you know, knowing all the information we've exchanged, whether it be on a one-on-one basis because they were my client or just people who've known me and been around me for a long time. Still tell me, knowing all that you know, did you still get benefit from this book? And repeatedly, everybody has said on both sides of the fence, they definitely felt it was worthwhile. And sometimes even when I keep a copy on my nightstand. It's one of those books you can flip open and, you know, pick a particular chapter, and that would be the one thing that you're going to work on. And sometimes I forget to do some of the things even that I have listed. But when I go back and read some of the things that I wrote in a very odd, and I will say completely modest way, but I swell up with pride because I say, oh my goodness, that really, you know, where did that come from? That's really good. And you have to make sure that what you're saying is going to be met with as much positive review as possible, because then you also do put your name out there. And if you don't get good reviews or you don't have good guidance before you actually do publish the book, that can be a detrimental aspect to anybody. So I feel, using any of the experts in this industry that can help with editing all the different components, making sure the message is clear, is very, very, very important.
And you brought up a very interesting point. You were talking about getting those reviews and doing some of these things, but it really is important that you, number one, know your information, which you obviously do. You knew who to go to perhaps get them to do some of the endorsements, which was another great thing. And it is really important that you plan out your strategy, because yes, you had the company that you were working with, but then there are things that you yourself have to do. And one of the biggest things that people don't do is use that three-letter word, which is ask. Ask for reviews. Ask people for their opinions. You really need to do that, because ultimately that's going to help and guide you. Because if somebody came back and said, you know, Julia, I wish the book had such and such, well, then you would know, I need to maybe make an edit. Maybe if I make a new edition, I'm going to add this into it. And it really does help give you a path to follow when you have other people giving you their opinion and their reviews on the topic that your book is about. I was talking to another author, and during her interview, I believe she said that the first time, her initial publication, she put the book out there, and when she read it, as she put it out there, she was mortified. She took it down right away because she didn't do that important level of getting it proofread. And I know that was one of the things I now have. I've written 3 books. I'm on number 4. I now have a good team behind me that I have that reads and proofreads all the information. And that is important. You want to make sure that things aren't spelled incorrectly. Maybe you thought you said something that you didn't, because we all write and we know what we're writing, but sometimes when it's down on paper, it doesn't come out the same way. So that is an extremely important thing, that you have to get your book proofread. And I have 3 members of my team, and that's what their job is to do that proofreading.
Like I said, it's so important, so important. And even, you know, other things that have come from this, because of the fact that I was able to say I was a number one best-selling author. There, I don't know, are you familiar with Harrow Help a Reporter?
Yes, out? Yes. I've gotten different interviews from them.
Exactly, and I have too. So that happened for me. And then I was also contacted by 2 separate websites. One is called Family Affairs, and the other one is called BrainSpeak. And I am now a contributing author to their website every single month, and Family Affairs is connected to Maria Shriver's website. So Maria Shriver has picked up a couple of just my articles and shared them with her following. So like I said, the book was a credibility and expertise factor that opened me up. And I'm not even a writer, so you can imagine. This is not my forte. My forte is my holistic health practice, but these are marketing things that I have to do in order to keep clients coming to me, because my clients, a lot of times, will get better after a few months. We solve what their underlying causes are, and they go on and, you know, make their lifestyle changes that they might need to make, and they're fine. So I have to constantly generate new clients. And because of writing the book, it has given me exposure to so many other people and their followers. And now I'm getting a lot of clients, like I said, through those funnels, which has definitely enhanced my practice. And that's why I continue to do these things, because it is one of the best ways to make sure that people know who you are, know how to get in touch with you, know that you're even out there. And my practice is all by phone, so I can work with anybody across the United States. So it has really broadened my practice from, I would say, more local or community word of mouth to national, which is wonderful, wonderful.
It is. It's amazing the opportunities that writing a book can give you. You mentioned writing for different websites, and it's the same thing that I found. After I wrote my book, it opened up other opportunities to work with other businesses to help them to gain more visibility and credibility. One of those ways is by helping them write a book. But then it's also about being able to write for places like the Huffington Post, and Arianna Huffington now has a new website, Thrive Global. Again, those are, for me, those are things that I dreamed about, being able to write for other people, because I've always written, but because of the way things were years ago, you couldn't write a book. It cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to publish a book. But today, with all the tools that are available to us, the training that's out there, that vision of becoming a published author is brighter, and it's definitely something that's in the outlook for many people who have always thought about it. And now it's just a matter of taking that passion, that message that they have, and then putting it into writing. And then they can have all the things that you've had, that I've had, the many other experiences that they're getting from other authors that I'm interviewing, and things that they wouldn't in their wildest dreams have ever imagined could happen, all because they wrote a book.
That's what I mean. If somebody had told me 5 or 10 years ago that I would write a book, that I would be a best-selling author, that my practice would grow as much as it has, that my people would know me, that would have never in a million years known me before, I would not have believed it. And I did not realize how much it was going to impact me in a positive way. I thought I would, truthfully, I would have been happy, like I said, with my original intent to have a book at the end of a presentation, or a book to have ready available at a table during a health and wellness event, and never expected it to take off the way that it did, and to bring to my life what it's brought to my life to date. And my book is only out, it published February of 2014. So it really is only 2.5 years old, and my business has grown exponentially in just 2 years.
When it came to the pricing of your book, is that something that the publishing company took care of? Did they talk to you about that, tell you what they felt was the right price for it?
Yes. They have certain guidelines that they use depending upon number of words, pages, etc. And they sort of guide you in, you know, what is your main goal. For my book, my Kindle ebook is priced at $6.99, and my paperback, which is just under 100 pages, I think it's 100 pages exactly, is at $8.99. And their thought process on it was, you're an unknown author. If you keep it moderately priced or lower priced, many people will buy it more than they would if the book were much more expensive. On the other hand, they said, more people will buy maybe multiple copies to share with friends when the book is a little bit more moderately priced. So they talked to me about it and they said, these are the pluses and minuses on both sides. And I went with the lower price, and I will say I've had people that have bought 10 copies, 20 copies, 25 copies, shared it with their friends. Their friends read the book, their family read the book, and then that person becomes a client. So the financial reward from a lower priced book up front for me in my industry, and I can only speak for myself, there has been backdoor benefit, because then when someone signs up to be my client, that's where I make most of my income from, not from the sale of my books specifically.
But isn't it kind of nice to get that email from Amazon that tells you you've just made money? I mean, it's exciting.
Absolutely.
It's so exciting to get that. Oh my goodness. Because you know what? That means that somebody looked at your cover, read the reviews, read the back of the cover, and said, this is valuable enough that I'm willing to purchase it. And there, it's one of the most exciting and thrilling things that anybody can experience. Since your book is on Amazon, did you do a free Kindle day?
No, because I didn't publish through Amazon.
Okay.
I published through Balboa Press.
Okay.
So I didn't do the, I know a lot of the self-published authors now do it on, you know, CreateSpace, and they have that book launch and they do, you know, a day or two of free downloads. And I think that's wonderful, but that was just not one of the options that my publisher had offered to me. And even as far as, you know, notices for sales and things like that, I don't even get the information directly from Amazon. It comes from my publisher, because they're the ones that are in charge of that whole cycle of books purchased, books sold, et cetera. So that's out of my control. I just have to wait, you know, to check my sales report every quarter to see, you know, where the numbers have fallen.
I'm not asking how much, but then obviously because you went that route, they also take part of a commission for every book you sell. Is that right?
Yes, it really varies on the where the book was sold. If the book is purchased directly from my publisher on Balboa's website, it's a 50-50 split for the ebook and the paperback book. If it goes through Amazon, there are multiple people that take a cut, as we know. And
right.
Depending upon the price at which the book is sold, again, I don't make any more than the top value of what the book could be sold for. But if it's sold to a vendor on Amazon at a discount, excuse me, my publisher gets a cut, Amazon gets a cut, the vendor gets a cut, and I get a cut. So, like I said, sometimes the sales on Amazon are not financially exciting, but it's great to know that people are buying the book. I watch my sales ranking, you know, go up and down. And again, when your book is flying, I start to hear from different people and I start to get emails from people who are interested in different things like interviews, articles, those kinds of things. So there's a lot of different benefits that come, but not directly from the sale of one book, where I might, some books only make maybe 50 to 60 cents per book sold. But then if that brings me business at the back end, that's what it's really more about for me.
What was it like when you got that physical book delivered to your house?
I cried and felt as though I had just had a baby.
I think that's exactly how I think we all feel. It is such an amazing feeling, and I wish that feeling for everybody, because it's not just an accomplishment, but it's really knowing that your message, your story, your statement is now out there for other people to benefit from.
Yes, I actually have the very first copy, the first books that I ordered some, of course, and I numbered the first 100. I said, I'm only numbering the first 100. But the author's copy now resides on a table I have in my living room, and it's next to a picture of my wedding picture of my parents and a picture of a dear friend of mine who has passed on. And it was sort of like when I got the book and I opened it, and of course, you know, I had to read through it to make sure that it was proof ready. And then I had to contact my publisher and say, it's okay, let the presses roll. But that very first book, and like I said, it holds a place of honor, and it always will. And I've marked it, you know, number one, author's copy. You know, I have all that documentation in there. And then one of the, on the dedication page, because at the time the book was published, both of my parents had passed, I acknowledged them in the dedication to sort of, you know, it's my legacy to leave their name after I'm gone, and of course with them both being gone. So it was just a very, very emotional situation. I wish they were here to have seen that happen. And I know our loved ones are around us on the other side. That's what I believe anyway, but I wanted to see the look in their eyes. And that's the only thing that I missed out on, but it was a tremendous feeling of pride to have done that. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And the actual process, like I said, I started the first page, the first word, July 2nd, and the publishing date is February 14th. So it's almost exactly 9 months. So it really did feel, you know, like a baby being born. It was my 9 months of birthing my book.
You know, when I was telling one of the authors that I was interviewing that when I got the book and I got the box and I'm looking at it, I said to my husband, quick, get the camera. Take pictures of me and take a little video because I want to see the look on my face when I get to hold this book up and say, this is my book. And so that's what we did. And it really wasn't for anybody other than me. And
right.
It was just for me to be able to go back at some point in time and say, oh my goodness, look at me. Because I didn't get dressed up for it or anything else. I was just, you know, in jeans and a shirt, and that book came and I could not wait to open it up, and just holding it was just absolutely amazing. It's one of the feelings I'll never forget. I definitely
want to. Me neither.
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad we all get to experience that, and I'm glad we get to tell other people about the possibilities that they have for it happening to them as well. Do you plan on writing any other books?
I am in the process. I am in collaboration with another person right now. So I'm going to be a contributing author to a book that she will put out next year. It's the third book in her series. And I've been invited to collaborate on a few other books at present, but I need a little bit more information before I commit either way. If I will write another book myself, I have some ideas, but I'm not certain. I'm not satisfied with where I have developed them completely in my head yet. So I don't say that it won't happen. And I don't say that if it does, it'll be anytime soon, but it's not something that I've ruled out. However, I will take all of the knowledge that I've gleaned through this process, and I will be able to do it again much more efficiently. Obviously, some of the expense will be waylaid because I already have a lot of formatting and ways to actually do this. So the second book, the third book, the fourth book, should they come, will be a much, I'm not going to say easier process, because the message and the writing is the more difficult part. But the rest of the component part, I'm so glad I know what I know now. And that will make it a lot easier, because I literally had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know who to choose. I didn't know, should I do this? Should I not do that? Oh, should I pick this? Should I not pick that? And it was just such a difficult process, in that when you've never had to make a decision about any of this one way or the other, it was hard to decide yes or no. But again, with the experts that I was graced to align myself with and their guidance, and they said, these are the better ways to go, this is why, but here are some other options. And I would think about the information that they gave me, and I'm very grateful that the decisions that I made, I don't regret one of them.
That's excellent.
So we'll see. You know, maybe, like I said, I still have a few books in my brain, but they're not quite fully developed yet. So hopefully someday we'll see.
Well, thank you so much, Julia, for taking the time to talk to us today and to share the insights, your challenges, your why, and really the benefits that you've received from writing your book. And you continue to receive benefits from writing your book. And your book is, as you mentioned, what did you say, 2.5 years old?
Right.
So it's only going to get better and better. And the more people hear about you, and the more they see you, the more they can listen to you, the more apt they are to purchase your book and then benefit from it, which ultimately that's what we all want. We want our books to be read so that it reaches the right people that need the message that we're sharing with them.
Well, the one good thing that I will say, excuse me, about my book is normally, you know, book comes out and, you know, you tell your small circle of people and you'll sell 50 or 100 copies and then that's pretty much it, especially when you're self-published. And my book actually is selling more now than it did when it was first published. So it says the information that was written still holds up, but the information I wrote will hold up till the end of time. And the fact that more and more people are reading it and they're still finding benefit and they're still recommending it to family, friends, colleagues, etc. The fact that it's still continuing to grow and it goes through major sales spurts. Somebody might read something and they'll share something and then, or an interview will come out and people will become interested again. It keeps on repeating its growth spurt, but each growth spurt is bigger than the one before. So again, your listeners, if you do it, it's not a finite thing where you put your book out there and then you must feel compelled maybe to write another one. If you write a really good book, you have the opportunity to utilize that book as a benefit to you and your business for many years to come.
Absolutely. And you know, I was going to ask you to share one final tip and you just did. That was one of the tips that was absolutely perfect that you were able to share that, because it's true. You've written that book, now market that book, utilize that book, and have it bring in the people, the opportunities that it needs to bring in. Thank you so much again, Julia, for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners. And for those of you who are thinking about writing a book, there's never been a better time. You can visit writershubclub.com. Until next time, I'm Toni Nelson, and I want you to be savvy and successful.